there's a lot of noise or BS out there. You are listening to Potential Crap, streaming to the world, presenting more of the great stuff.
You have only begun to discover the power of traffic and conversions. Join me, and I will complete your training.
You can't handle the truth.
You think it's so easy with magic buttons and gizmos.
I did not market online with that woman, not one single time.
You're listening to Potential Crap, more of the great stuff.
Hi, Mr. President. You know what? The success chemical. It works every time, even for me. Thanks.
It's true. Our brain will do everything it can to sabotage our goals. As long as it thinks you're in danger. And it doesn't take much. Let's say you have a business and your goal is to grow it by 10%. If you knew, logically, that speaking at networking events was going to help you grow your business, it wouldn't matter as long as your brain perceives that you're doing something uncomfortable. It will try like crazy to get you to procrastinate, make excuses, or talk yourself out of the idea. Even if reaching your goal would make you happier. That's because your brain isn't designed to make you happy, it's designed to keep you alive. That's why 91.7% of people don't reach their goals. Even if you're one of those 91.7%, you have nothing to be ashamed of. Nothing. But that doesn't stop you from feeling bad about missing the mark, does it? Luckily, your body produces a chemical that rewards you for things like starting good habits or achieving something you set out to do. Before I tell you what this chemical is, there's something you should know. Oftentimes, when people set goals, they short-circuit their body's ability to release this chemical. How? By setting really large goals and refusing to enjoy the small wins along the way. To be clear, there is nothing wrong with large goals.
You're listening to Potential Crap. More of the great stuff.
To be clear, there is nothing wrong with large goals. In fact, I encourage it. What I mean is, people who set really large goals oftentimes work like crazy to reach them. They become so hyper-focused on getting the end result that they don't take the time to celebrate the small wins along the way. But celebrating the small wins is the key to releasing dopamine. And dopamine is the chemical responsible for success. You see, dopamine is the reward chemical that motivates certain habits. Let's say you set a goal to land 10 new clients this year. Well, for every client you land, your body will release dopamine to reward your actions and help drive future success. And guess what? When you stack enough small wins together, you make the big wins inevitable. When you look at your big goals for this year, what are some small wins you can celebrate along the way? You have all that it takes. Go out there and give the world the best you have. Remember this. We can always get more money, but we do not get more time. Spend your time wisely.
Thanks for listening. Until next time, go out and cut some crap. PotentialCrap.com.